What would you do if your online store converted 36% more shoppers? You could take 36% more vacation.
Another pina colada?
Yes, please.
Open a new retail location with 36% more square feet.
Fantastic.
Hire 36% more help.
You're hired and you're hired.
Shopify has the world's best converting checkout, up to 36% better than other e-commerce platforms. What you do with those extra sales is up to you. Switch to Shopify today at shopify.com/setup and get a $1 trial. Shopify.com/setup.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Are you a member of the Friars Club?
I don't even know what a Friars Club is, so I think a no. But do I look good?
Okay, plan B. Are you doing your realtor headshots today?
I'm showing a few homes later today. We had a Washington, D.C. trip parent meeting this morning, and I just really wanted to look the part, like very political.
I mean, you wowed them with your navy blazer with a built-in dickie and gold buttons for years.
I mean, and my New Balance tennis shoes just to balance out.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing camel toe, whatever those shoes are.
You're a New York realtor is what you are. Let me tell you about the camel toe shoes that, you know, everyone that we talked about a while back.
Yeah. I hope people just listen to all the episodes because we don't need
to. We can't go back and explain it all. If you didn't, I don't know what to tell you. Go back.
Yeah.
I was in the Aritzia. Are you familiar with such store at the North Park Mall?
I like that store.
Yeah, I was in there with a friend who was trying on a dress, and I was in, it was on a Saturday, there was a line 20 long to get in the waiting, to get in the dressing room, and I go into the back, and I'm sitting on the couch, she's trying on her dress, and this hipster with the, like, the iPad, so a younger girl that's, like, checking everybody in and out, I look down, she has on the camel toes. She has the shoes. I saw them in the wild.
Oh. This is happening. And she had an iPad. I don't understand the iPad, but so she worked there.
You of all people in your blazer should appreciate somebody walking around with their iPad. I don't know why
she had an iPad. I saw someone in Easter Sunday church filming the worship on an iPad.
No.
So I thought you were just saying someone's out and about as if it's their phone.
No, it's not some creeper in there filming. Like the lady that works
filming the waiting room.
The 20 something, and she has on the shoes. And so then, you know, I have to ask her about them.
You know.
And so I said, would you mind if I took a picture of your shoes?
No.
And she's like, sure. She's like, I know. Don't you love them? I call them my hooves. I don't know how to say that word. How do you say that word?
Hooves?
Hooves.
I don't do the hoo. I don't, a hove. Hooves?
They're not hooves.
Hooves. You say hooves. I say hooves.
And so they were, I say hooves, you say hooves, 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 hooves.
Call the whole
and
thing.
And so I say to, so I do, I put, you know, like I've never been more Karen. When I pull out my phone and I take a picture of them and she lifts up her little bell-bottomy pants and she's like, I know, aren't they to die for? And I said, they are really something. That's what I said. And in a way that made her, that was encouraging, not like, I mean, you know, but I wanted to be honest and forthright that they are something. And so I took a picture. They were black and I shall post them on social media if I remember. But people are buying them, wearing them.
Did you ask her if they're comfortable?
No, gosh, no. Please let them be. Let them be something.
They're to die for.
They're
to die for.
So how are you?
I feel like this is my first day of not having to be on as a mom, you know, like Easter is, it's not our main Super Bowl. I know Christmas and Thanksgiving, that time of year kind of is, but Easter feels like another semi-Super Bowl in that we have to make magic happen. We have to make sure the food's all right and the egg hunts and the baskets. And I had a college kid in town and that doesn't get to happen very much. And so he got here Wednesday night. I've been on and all my kids just went back to school today. And my first day, I went to this meeting, which is about a trip he's going on Thursday. So, and then I just come straight into you. So I think after we're done recording, I'm going to go paint by number as a chill out.
I feel like I got lumped in the category of all the things that were hard. Like, then I come straight into you. I mean, pardon. Pardon.
This is the highlight of my week. What are you talking about?
Okay, good. Okay, well, let me say.
How are you doing? How was your Easter?
It was good. I'm with you on Easter. And I remember coming to that realization when my kids were young. I mean, I still have a young one, but when they were really young, that nobody warned you about Easter because you were literally trying, like, you don't have the right clothes. They don't fit in their shoes anymore. You realize like, oh gosh, you're wearing tennis shoes with your blazer. JB wore a blazer that was like, literally it went like watch length. It was so short on him, but he insisted on wearing a blazer. I'm like, okay. And then everybody's white as a ghost, including yourself. The last thing you've thought about is what you're going to wear. You're trying to make all the magic, like you're saying, all these things. And I just like, I feel that deeply. I felt it on Easter and even Mother's Day. I feel the pressure of it sometimes. So anyway,
does JB, does he like to do dyeing Easter eggs? I felt like I didn't do that this year because I don't think the boys really care anymore.
Oh, if I ever serve time, it's because of that little metal thing that's supposed to hold the egg in place and flip it. Like if that's that's the thing that's going to send me. No, we bought one of those, like, I don't know what they're called, but you put the egg in a little thing and it spins and you use markers. And it's, I mean, he loves it. And so I went to the Costco to buy the pre-done eggs, like pre-boiled, because I always have to take deviled eggs. That's like my assignment in my family, among other things. And so they didn't have them, but they did have 24 eggs, like two dozen for like $3.95 or something.
Yeah.
And so I bought like two of those. So he had eggs for days. Everywhere we went that he didn't want to be, I took the eggs. Everyone's like, is Cynthia to show up with more hard-boiled eggs? I'm like, you know I did. And he sat there with that thing. And then adults like it. You get your markers out and you get creative. So that's all we did. I'm too old to hold that wire thing.
Well, and like the smell of the vinegar and mixing the colors. I mean, there's something in the memory bank of the brain that can identify vinegar with Easter, I think. Maybe because Jesus had to take it at the cross. I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, there's a lot of reasons.
Do you feel the pressure too to make sure he gets the reason for the season? Like the reason we're...
It's hard with him. And this will probably get us hate mail, but here's the thing. Like, send it directly to Heather McFadden at Gmail. I'm kidding. It's not even our email.
I don't know
but
that.
What I find is that JB, like it was listening to the sermon. We went to our old church down by yours, Park Cities. And it was really obviously evangelical and I love it. But he'll say like, I've accepted Jesus, like I've sinned and all that. But I push it off a little bit because I want him to really, really understand and get it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, I try to re-explain and I know somebody's like, I can't believe you're pushing that off. Nothing's guaranteed. I know, but I also am a girl who grew up in church and probably did it young when I didn't understand everything and questioned it for years. Mm-hmm. Did I really profess my faith? Did I really mean it so anyway, there's that. On a more shallow note, I need y'all to know, I was also in charge of went to my mom's and both my brothers were in town. And my brothers are heinous, if you don't know that. They're twins. They're 5 years older. They're mean as can be. They're better, but they were awful to me growing up. Like,
this
you know,
is why you're tough. This is why you say the things.
I showed them, man. I wrote a book and a two, and they are all in it, man. And they know it. They're like, wow, man, payback's been tough.
Yeah.
But like, you know, they used to put me in the closet and put a mattress over it because they'd said tornado was coming. There's never been one tornado in El Paso, Texas that I'm aware of, and they'd leave me there all night. Like, they're just terrible. So,
no, Cynthia, this is trauma.
It is. Mm-hmm. So one time, I've mentioned this before, but I'll remind you and then get to my point. One time, I took the Ree Drummond pecan chocolate chip pie to Thanksgiving, remember, and it didn't set, and they called it pyorrhea. And so every time I take any dish to a family gathering, they're like, oh, everybody, watch out. Anybody got straws? I think we got the pyorrhea again. And, you know, like they'll set out extra plates, assuming that everybody would need a separate one because it's going to spread. Mm-hmm. So I decided I was going to take this dish Easter, this corn brulee that I had in Vegas.
Wait,
brulee. What? It's corn. Think corn casserole with a bruleed top.
Like this is a dessert?
No, it's a.
It's like you're in the Friends episode where the two pages stuck together and you made a meat trifle. Like, I don't think they're supposed to.
I don't watch Friends, but I follow.
I don't think it's a corn brulee is a thing.
So I was in Vegas.
That's a dessert.
I know. It tastes like dessert, but we like to call it a vegetable in Texas. And so I was in Vegas and I ate at this phenomenal steakhouse with Mike and they had it. And I was like, that's the best thing that's ever been in my mouth. And so I was at my friend Noelle's the other night and Noelle was at a steakhouse, maybe the same one in Arizona. And she's like, I had it. And I was like, it's to die for. She goes, well, I found a copycat recipe. So she made it at a dinner I was at and it was really good. We both agreed it's not as good as the steakhouse, but good. So fast forward to Easter. I'm like, I'm taking the corn brulee. So, I mean, with everything I had, Mike and I made the roux.
Made a roux?
Yeah, you make a roux, guys.
I'm just picturing gumbo and corn and a caramel dessert, and it sounds disgusting.
No, it's not. Trust me. Okay. And so we made the roux, and we put it all together, and then you get this, that sugar on top. It's got a certain name, and now I can't think of it. It'll come to me in a minute. And then Mike, we were at Shields, and Mike bought the torch.
Okay, that's what it is. You're making like the crispy caramelized top on top of corn?
Of corn casserole of sorts. And this isn't as – everyone listening is not thinking this is as offensive as Heather McFadden is. I'm just going to say that. But it might not be your thing, but you can at least appreciate this is a work of art. But I was so worried that I was going to get there, and it didn't set. And we had an Easter miracle. I mean, a second one. It set. The consistency was right. And my brothers were like, this is a new staple. Do not come to any family event without that again.
Wow. So Joey would be like, corn, good. Caramel topping, good. It's from friends. He's like, mashed potatoes, good. Whipped cream, good. Meat, good.
All of it. All of it, Heather.
Okay.
All of it. It was so good.
I mean, I was in charge. I brought Texas sheet cake, and that was a big
hit. Oh, I love that, too. Did you do it in a sheet cake?
What?
Did you do it in that little sheet cake pan or whatever?
Jelly roll? Yeah.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law, she wanted to bring deviled eggs, and poor thing, she showed up with 2 9x13s, and those eggs sure had slid all the way, and it was just a big pile of deviled eggs. And so she and I are trying to separate them out. We're like, they're going to taste the same. It's going to be fine. I don't even think kids ate half of a 9x13 of them, but you know, you got to have them. You got to have them.
There's certain things. That's how I feel about deviled eggs. Like, I mean, I make them every year and they stink up my fridge. And But I made them and I made a couple dozen. No, it was not the same ones that Jimmy had markered everybody. Don't panic.
But like when you said you would go to Costco and you would get them already hard boiled, they were in the shell still?
No. Well, I didn't finish that thought. One, Costco didn't have them this year. Yeah. They were out or something.
But they didn't normally do? I've never seen them still in the shell. Okay.
Yeah. And they're not in the shell. Sorry. No, they're peeled and you just cut them and make your deviled eggs. It's a 30-second deal.
But you can't dye those.
No. So I bought regular eggs for JB, but I was actually there for the peeled boiled. They didn't have them.
Okay.
So then I boiled JB's. And yeah, it's embarrassing. I have to ask ChatGPT every time. How long do you leave them in? I don't know.
This is why I love that new little Dash egg cooker. Now, it's not good for what you're talking about because you only do like 6 at a time, but it is amazing. You like put them in, poke a hole in each of them, put the little water in, push a button, and it does its thing. You walk away and they're perfect.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Time. That's good. Yeah. Okay. Well,
I guess I'm going to need to put that in my notes for this show. Okay. What else you got? What else happened? So, I mean,
that was kind of it. This is the part of the show where I put everybody to sleep and everyone's like, gosh, what, why is this what it's come to? But I, like you have been like, feel like I've been on a bunch. And so I speak twice Friday this week, lunch and dinner, and they're both kind of big. And I know it's one of those seasons of my life where a lot of speaking. So last week after I'd done your church thing and I talked about you, I mentioned you in passing. Did they tell you that?
Well, I was going to say this, but it felt like bragging.
That everybody loved you?
No. On Easter, you were talking about your Easter service and how, you know, was he listening or not or whatever. So our pastor was doing like, how does the resurrection actually impact your everyday? Mm-hmm. And he had texted a bunch of people and asked for their answers. And then he shared some of them and like had just their initials. And my quote was up there.
Woo!
And so I'm just sitting next to my boys and I'm like, that's HM, that's
your mother.
That's me. And then I got a text from a friend. She's like, my girls swear that quote that said HM was you. And I was like, it was me.
Aw, way to go.
So, I mean, I don't know if my boys get anything out of Easter, but hey, you know what? I'm thankful for the resurrection. I'm thankful that we get to live life with Jesus every day. That's what I'm thankful for.
I agree.
And if they get it or not, I don't, you know, that's all the Lord's work. I can only do so much. Like you're saying, like, you don't want to shove it down their throat to where they reject it or question it. But, and also usually I do this thing where I have them go out and pick up stones and they write their sins on the stones and they put them in their Easter baskets before they go to bed. And then when they wake up, all the stones are in Jesus's basket and they have all these toys. Like he gives you a heart of flesh for your heart of stone kind of thing. And it's like, when they were little, it was like this way to say, like, Jesus gives you all these good gifts in exchange for all the things that weigh you down. And this year, I'm like, they were all playing video games till like 1 a.m. I went to bed. There's no sin rocks in their baskets.
No, I don't. I'm not sure I want to know them all at this age. I'm like, listen.
And the funny thing is, in years, when we've done it, then we take the rocks, we throw them back into the path. And so sometimes you'll just be walking and it'll be like, you'll just see like. Hey, hitting all the sin.
Dirty magazine. Wait, what?
All of it just on the back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, you can't have the rocks, the sin rocks back in the landscaping. No, ma'am.
It's not like the fire where you write it on a piece of paper and it burns up.
It burns up. No, yeah. Like your sins, even though Jesus washes them away at the McFadden house, they are not washed away. Mm-hmm. I mean, not
They're
even
back
a strong-
out for everyone to see. Yep. Got to be careful what you write down. Them?
And we will ask you to put your initials on them. It will be like QM, what's your last name? QM and PM. And so mom, meanwhile, has got her like fabulous quote up on the screens at the church. And the kids have their sins all in the bedding plans.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so back to why I'm going to put y'all to sleep. Oh. After I spoke at church and I had a couple days where I was like, I need some breathers. And so I cleaned out my laundry room. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. I know you're like, this is great, man. I'm glad this is free content. But I took 2.5 hours and it has changed my life. I've never been happier. And it wasn't, you know this, Heather, I keep a clean house. Like, it's not like it's, but every single cabinet in there was a mess. Batteries, I just, light bulbs, can't find anything.
Where is your laundry room in your house?
Towards our garage. You know where that
is? So it becomes like a drop-off
point. It's a catch-all. Yeah. And so it just had piles and stacks. I cleaned it out. It was so lovely, you guys. I bought a rug on the floor next to Stupid Abby's food, and it is so cute in there. Every cabinet is clean. Nothing on the countertops. I bought Mike gave me like last year or 2 years ago, these like clear containers from Costco that you can put stuff in, you know, like to organize. I pulled those out of the garage. Everything's in clear containers.
Wow.
I got so inspired, you guys. This is, and my friends were making fun of me because I was like, I'm so happy to have downtime. I cleaned the laundry room. I cleaned out my pantry, both fridges. I reorganized the drink thing. And my friends were like, could you just read a book?
Yeah.
Could you just
go paint by number? Come on.
Paint by number. But I cleaned out that pantry. And you know, I have a really big pantry, y'all. It's weird. Like,
About your pantry.
Oh, nobody's
bragging.
I got
a big pantry, cannot lie. Your other brothers can't deny. When you walk in the pantry and you see all that rice and the moths are in your face.
That was good. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was, so that's what I
know
did.
When you said it took you 2.5 hours, I was surprised because your house is really clean. But if it's the catch-all, that makes sense. Did you put the wallpaper catch-all up? Because are we ever going to do that? Are we ever going to wallpaper? I feel like
no,
the laundry
but
room's
I want
a good starting.
To so badly. Yes. But you know what? My walls have texture. I've figured out I'm going to have them. Same. What's that? I mean, like you
sand them down.
Sand them down. And that's that not
feels,
cheap.
That feels like commitment. That feels like, what if I hate it? And then I've got these sanded down walls.
Yeah. Okay. And then one other thing on that is that I had our bar stools in the garage. Like I got new bar stools.
Wait, what? This is big time.
I know. It's really, you guys, this is going to shut everybody down. I'll be so excited. I got new bar stools. And so I put my old ones, the fabric ones, not the like dark wood ones that were, but I have a long, anyway. So I put
that. She has like 1,000 stools. How many stools? Like 10.
9. So I put the 5 out.
Big pantry. Lots of stools.
Lots of stools in my pantry. That sounds not, do y'all keep stool in your pantry? No. Yeah. So I put those stools out for bulk trash, okay? And they were in my house last week, okay? And you know, when you put something out for bulk trash, it's gone. Like, you put something out there, it's gone in 10 minutes. Those bar stools have been out there 3 days. I've never been more insulted. I'm like, what? Why are you too good for my bar stool?
We were like 1 month away from a carefrontation about the bar stools. We were like, okay, Cynthia, either get them covered or get rid of them. It's probably toxic waste. It's worse than your remote control. You're worried about the hotel. Do you know what's on those bar stools? We keep saying bar stools. They're like counter stools. You don't have a bar.
That's true. Yeah. They're counter stools. And they're on my front thing. And I'm mad. Like, when I see the, because people drive through our neighborhood, all the neighborhoods, right, with trailers, and they pick up stuff. Like, I guess they sell it for parts if it's a dishwasher or whatever. They pick up everything. I'm about to start running out there and flagging them down and be like, what's your problem with my bar stools? You tell me that. They were in my house.
What did my stools do to you? It's a personal offense.
So
seriously. Oh my gosh.
All right, Heather, you are a mother of a senior in high school, which means it is spring of senior year. You don't have one second.
Feel that.
One second. Yeah. So I'm thinking prep dish, and I'm looking at the menu that you and I received, and I just glanced at the super fast. Okay, here's your options this week. And by the way, I'm going to take one of these for sure, but pan-fried tilapia with asparagus and tomatoes, sheet pan Caesar chicken, slow cooker Mississippi pork roast. I'm going to try that one. Green bean Caesar salad bowl with walnuts, pork and provolone sandwich with grapes and veggie sticks. Like, there's a lot there. I mean, that's I think delicious. You need it.
That's delicious. The low carb one has garlic butter salmon with lemony herbed zoodle salad. And if your kids don't do zoodles, you can just do pasta and make it not low carb. Yeah. Bison meatloaf with sauteed spinach. Would your kids eat bison? It's delicious, by the way.
My kids will eat anything like that. Yeah. I won't. I'm going to probably just do something a little more mainstream. But yeah, my kids
will. And my favorite, mixed green salad with shrimp and roasted beets. I love a beet and pumpkin seeds. Do you love a beet?
I love beet it.
No, you don't. No.
Okay. That's not well, it. There's lots of options.
So not only does it give you what to make for dinner that week, it gives you the grocery list. And if you want to prep it all in one day, and so there's the night of you're cooking it, it has all those instructions. Or you can do what Cynthia just said. I'll make that one thing. And then you look for those ingredients and those instructions.
But I am going to use it this summer, Heather, because everyone's home and summer's hard.
I think summer's hard. For dinners. This past weekend reminded me that, like, needing to plan a lot more food with everybody home. Yeah. And then if you want to just have Instacart do all your shopping, there's a link for that. You just click a button and then they'll bring all the food to you. And it's done. So if you want to try it out for 2 weeks, maybe in your busy spring, go to prepdish.com/sidetracked. prepdish.com/sidetracked.
Thanks, friends. Anyway, what do you got?
Well, I have this whole series. I didn't know if you wanted me to do it on things seen on the internet. I feel like I take notes on things and I'm like, okay, that's really funny. That's really funny. So
tell me
one that was really funny, if we have toddlers, and it could work for JB, it maybe could work for teenagers. I haven't tried it yet. But it's this trend where when a kid is tantruming, instead of like getting like with your bar stools personally offended or invested.
So offended.
You yell out, Jessica? Jessica? Is that you, Jessica? And it's so like, what is she talking? I'm guessing this isn't going to work long term. This is going to have to be like a once or twice that they're going to catch on and be like, oh, mom and her Jessica thing. Or they'll be in therapy 10 years from now and be like, my mom used to just yell out Jessica.
She used to see a woman named Jessica. And I don't understand. Are we just trying to distract him like we're looking for a Jessica?
It somehow switches off their fight or flight and they just calm down and it ends the tantrum.
Will you try that with me when I get worked up? Like things like Barstool be like, Jessica?
Jessica? Where are you, Jessica?
Huh? What? Huh? I'm so distractible. I'll be like, what? Jessica? I don't see her.
We were remembering when Quaid was here this weekend that they had like this, they believed there was a guy that lived here named Jeremy, like a ghost.
Oh, gosh.
So they talk about Jeremy all the time. Oh, my so God. If I yelled out, Jeremy, is that you, Jeremy? They might start crying more. Okay, that's one thing. The other thing was, I swear to you, and I don't think this was fake. I don't think it was AI. I'm like scrolling through my Instagram in my 10 minutes I get six times a day or whatever it is. And it says, it's some artisan and it has words over the screen. And it said, I got this DM from a woman who said, can you do something with my kid's teeth?
Wait, what?
And right? The next thing you know, she's taking the teeth and making a ring that looks like all these birthstones basically in a circle or around the ring. No,
that's heinous.
I was like, is this real life? Like, are people really collecting their kids' teeth like a tooth fairy and then sending it to be made into a ring? And would you wear a ring with your kids' teeth?
No. I guess if you wear camel toe shoes, you might as well put on the tooth ring. I mean, why wouldn't you?
I just feel like that takes codependency to another level.
Your kids, I mean, did you keep that nasty umbilical thing?
I think it's in their baby book, but I don't, I don't like go and look at it and lick it or anything. Like I don't.
Jessica, did you just say I don't lick it? What?
You know, people like they got.
Where do you get off saying I don't lick it on this show?
I definitely don't lick it. That's for sure.
Okay, no, I need you to do me. Boys a favor.
Finish your sentence.
Go get that thing and throw it away. That's disgusting.
I have to get four of them and throw four of them away.
Or make a ring.
Can you make something out of my kids' umbilical cords, please? I'm sure people do. I'm sure they do. What is it? The placenta. People do stuff with the placenta. They eat it after.
Okay. Listen to me.
And they're crunchy moms and they're listening. So don't offend anybody, but that's a thing.
No, you should be.
They make them into pills. They like dry it out.
You offended yourself.
They turn it into powder and they eat the pills and it's good for you.
No.
Yeah. I bet you did that. That's totally like
I'm still
you
mad
on the escalator. You're the escalator mom with the stroller.
I'm still mad about my placenta because I would have sworn it was going to be like 60 pounds based on the weight I gained. And I was like, well, once they get that placenta out, that with the baby that's 9 pounds or 8 pounds, that's 68 pounds. Darn if that placenta was like 2. But no, you're not eating it, you guys. No, ma'am.
Well, let them make their decisions. I mean, I guess.
So did y'all hear this? I need to talk to the listeners. Oh, shoot.
Can you make something with all my kids' teeth? Of course. I thought it was going to be an April, you know, April Fool's Day, like we even had a fake. I thought it was that. No. This 3 heirloom ring with teeth from each child paired with their birthstone in 18 karat solid yellow gold and crushed with white opal added and gold flakes in the center.
I'm sorry.
No. You can comment teeth to order your custom piece. But then someone commented, slightly creepy, but need it button. Parents and serial killers approve.
Parents and serial killers. Wait, do you guys, listener, I'm talking to you. I'm no longer even addressing Heather.
Okay.
Are you catching the irony of the fact that this girl went totally Karen on me about my corn brulee, but she has got umbilical cords somewhere tucked in that house over there? And that's not gross. My corn brulee is the thing that sent this show over the edge.
I'm just
going to
say it's meat trifle. That's all it is. Okay, next is, has your daughter done this or you've done this to your daughter? If not, I don't know if Kate is going to listen, but you should try it. Where you text them lyrics of a song as if it's a text. So like you would say, since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. Like you just text that and then they're like, been gone, huh? And then you do the next one. Hold on.
I
can see whoever I choose is the next text. See what?
On. I'm sending it to her.
Are you going to do it right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want her in live. I'm going to text her, but since you've been gone, I can breathe for the first time.
No, you got to say it like the song. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. It's a song.
No, I understand. Wait, I have to say it that way. What does that mean?
You have to type those exact words because that's the lyrics of a song.
I know. That's what I'm doing. I just copied them and I'm and now sending it to her.
Just one at a time?
I'm just sending, since you've been gone, I can breathe for the first time.
What song is that from?
Since you've been gone, I can't breathe for the first time.
Okay.
I'm moving on.
So then the next one you would text is, I'm moving on.
Okay. I'm sending it to her and I'll let you know how this goes. I like this one. I mean.
And then you can see, I can see whoever I choose is this song. And then I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant. Mother, have you taken an edible? What are you speaking of? No, this is, she texted her 23-year-old daughter and I was thinking about you and Kate and I was like, you could probably get away with texting her and.
I sent it to Kate and Brett. I'll let you know, everybody.
Okay.
We'll see who responds and what they say.
But nothing can take away these blues. All caps. What are you saying? Oh, and then the next one, I'm just listening to the song. Because nothing compares, .. Nothing compares to you. It's a school night. You should not be high.
So funny. Okay, I send it to my kids. And then I'll send the next one. On those that you're doing, have you seen the one we did this over Easter? My friends were talking at lunch. Shout out Emily, Jana, Sarah. And they were saying, are you aware of the Shut Up Mom thing going on?
No.
Where it's based on Keenan, whoever that
is. Oh, Keenan Peele. Yes.
And they go, so you go, Shut Up Mom. And so, like, when they're just talking, it's based on a skit of his. The skit's not even funny. My kids got home from Easter. I'm like, have you heard of the Shut Up Mom thing? And they start laughing. I'm like, how have you heard of it? So, literally, the whole Easter weekend, like, everybody be talking. I'd be like, well, I think that's a good point. And they'd be like, Shut Up Mom. So then they're like, will you do it to Grandaunt, my mom, at Easter lunch? No. And I was like, I will not yell Shut Up Mom. But no. I did outside. Dorothy looked over at me like, what is your problem? So no. Anyway, I don't know. Try that one, guys.
No, I think that they have Key and Peele. So we saw one of them at Second City in Chicago before they even got big. And he was so funny. And they have another one where they're talking about what they said to their wife. And I said, and he looks around to see if she's nearby. And it's like a cuss word. And he's like, you said that? Yeah, I said that. And he totally didn't say that. Eventually, they're like up in a tree, like having this conversation, pretending like they talked off to their wives and they're so scared to even say a single word.
They're scared.
The other thing is playing a song and seeing if moms know the lyrics. And I need to find the song. I'm going to find it before this episode's over to see if you know, if you can finish the song.
Okay. You know, I probably can't. And then Tracy's going to yell at me. Tracy's going to be like, Cynthia, how do you not know? It's going to be one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then lastly, I just saw a video. It's a mom of all boys and she was doing a welfare check. She's like, hey, just checking on all the moms of boys out there. How are we doing? She's sitting in her car. She's like, it's just real loud and I feel really alone. I'm like, oh, I totally get everything you're saying.
Oh,
do you watch Shrinking?
No, but everyone talks about it. I want to.
There's a mom on there that's the neighbor of Jason Segel, and she has three grown boys. And I just, there's not a character on any show that I can relate more to. I mean, she's like all in wanting like to be the best mom, and it's just hard because they're boys.
They're boys.
Ugh, so good. All right. So once I find this song that I'm going to play for you.
Okay.
Anything else you got?
Yeah, I wanted to, before we go to what we're sidetracked by and the song and my kids who aren't responding, they're literally probably like,
mom's recording.
She needed a home. We knew, but now like, who do they have a long-term care policy? Okay. So Abby, my idiot dog went viral-ish. Are you ready?
What? Yes.
And by viral, I mean, let's not call it
like
too
she much has a virus?
No, probably. Stupid anal glands.
Oh.
So that day I was speaking at your church, Mike's on a camp out with JB. Mm-hmm. And Mike's, I get finished speaking maybe after the first session. I can't remember. And I've got all these texts and emails and phone calls. And basically, Mike's like, are you home? Abby got out. And then my neighbors are like, hey, Abby's out. We can't get her to come to us. So it's these neighbors that are behind us that I don't know that well, but they're very nice and they love their dog. Like they walk their dog. Like they probably give their dogs heartworm medicine. I do too, everyone. Don't worry. I think sometimes. And so I'm like, oh, great. Well, there's nothing I can do. Mike's out of town and I have to speak again. So I'm like, well, so then I'm like, you know, let the chips fall, Abby. Like I'm done. Okay. And so the neighbor, and I want to be like, why, if you get a hold of her, can you deal with her anal glands? Because that's a whole new thing.
Could you express her glands real quick before you bring her back?
Long story short, people texting me, neighborhood people, and she ends up on the Facebook page.
No.
On the neighborhood Facebook page, dog on blank, blank, our street name. Okay. I'm like, no. And so I take
was a screenshot. Was she racing in her car up and down the street? Golden doodle seen in a cherry bomb exhaust truck. Your truck doesn't get on a Facebook page, but Abby does.
Yeah. Abby does. Okay. And so I screenshot it and sent it to my kids. And Brett's like, of all the times, her haircut's so bad because we had to shave her. And you know how they always think everyone in your neighborhood, I don't care where you live, if there is a coyote, they want to talk about it. Now, I live in the center of Dallas, Texas, and they want to talk. And I was like, well, everyone's going to be like, coyote sighting because she's been shaved and she's so ugly right now. So the
mountain lion on.
Like listen, if your dog is out, if I know you, I might shoot you a text. There's no world where I'm going to pull over and let someone's dog in my car and go to the vet to see if they're chipped and put them in my backyard and wait to see and put it. That world isn't in my world. And so my sweet neighbor, though, they love dogs back there. And so they basically, I'm like, here's how you can get in my house. If you could open the front door, I think she'll run in because she wouldn't come to them because she's such an idiot. And so basically they got her in the alley and they left a milk bone trail all the way to our back fence.
No.
And she followed, ate the little milk bones into the back fence. They got her in there, but they didn't want to leave her because she had just gotten out of there. The other lady runs the front, uses all the ways I tell her to get in my house, gets in, and then opens the door and lets her in. They get her in the house, and they get it all locked. I mean, there's people walking through my house seeing my bar stools before they went to bulk trash, by the way. Apparently, they're heinous. My dirty laundry room. All of that. They finally get Abby in.
All that. Yeah.
Yes. And so, you know, the next day, I drop off flowers on their porch with a note that says, sorry, I'm an idiot. Heart Abby. And I left it on their porch. And that was the end of the story.
Sweet.
And so Abby's been on the neighborhood thing. And people are like, I saw her too. Oh, I think she's been out before. Stop it. She is not. Maybe she has. I don't care. But it did give a little reprieve from the Karen in our neighborhood who puts up every week that she doesn't appreciate that people let their kids scooter through their circle drive.
No.
And then the administrator's like, this is not a site to complain about people's children. The end.
I mean.
That's Abby. What's happening in Dallas, Texas, everyone.
Abby. Mm-hmm.
So Abby went viral on the neighborhood site, and my neighbor had to milk bone trail her into the backyard.
Milk bone trail is a new. Hashtag
milk bone trail. And I don't know. I don't think they took any of her teeth for necklace. I don't think that they yelled Jessica. Maybe if they would have said Jessica.
Okay. I need you to finish this or I need you to mouth it or something. Are you ready?
Well, I don't understand. Do you want me to? Why would I mouth it?
It's a song. Well, okay. Sing with
it's a
it.
Podcast.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can I get some fries with that shake, shake, booby? You know this? Newsy or shotgun bang. What's up with that thing? I wanna know. How does it hang? Straight up, wait up, hold up, Mr. Lover. And like Prince says, you're mother. You don't know this song?
I'm sorry. No, I thought you were going to put something up from Bethel Music. I'm sorry. I don't know what just happened.
Nobody?
This is hard to reconcile.
You make me want to shoop-a-doop.
Shoop-a-doop. Is that
shoop? Salt and pepper. Come on.
I do know salt and pepper. I know shoop. I don't know that one.
It's the same song.
Oh, that's shoop?
Shoop-a-doop. That's the beginning. I want to take a ride in your view.
I don't know. But man, I mean, I know the song. I was not familiar with the intricate lyrics. And it was something that
you need to go learn them. So when your kids start playing the song and filming you, you can you can show them that you know it.
No, you know which one I do? That I do that. That girl is poison. And so whenever they get hoisin sauce out of the kitchen, I always say, that sauce is hoisin. And nobody thinks it's funny but me. Nope, not even Mike. Mike's like, gosh, will it ever end? Oh. And so I do that, but no. Huh. Okay.
Well, now you know. Now yeah, we're sidetracked by that. You guys got to all learn. Okay, so I have two things I need to tell you in Super Trackers. One, I need grad gift etiquette.
Yes.
Anyway, I had a situation yesterday.
And I have strong opinions.
Yeah. And then I woke up this morning to something in my hallway that my cat had drug that you need to know about. And then the spiritual retreat I went on that I thought I would share, it relates to what we shared in Super Trackers last time that we processed. It's kind of like our behind the scenes. Anyway, and how it applies also to the high school admissions roller coaster I just went on. So.
Okay.
That's on Super Trackers.
I want to, and on Super Trackers, I want to tell you two things. Well, really one important, you know, I'm not allowed to say the word snafu, but what's the equivalent word?
Mistake.
Okay. I made I had a snafu at your church when I spoke, but it has, remember the time where I made a reference to how none of us are physically paralyzed, but we're all spiritually paralyzed. And there actually was someone paralyzed in the front row, but I didn't realize it before I said it. I had another one of those, but it
was so good.
It wasn't about the paralytic, but it was close to as bad. And so I want to just let you know that, I just need to tell that story to y'all. But
it's so funny. And yeah, they need to know that story. That's a really funny story. Okay. What are you sidetracked by?
Okay. You go first.
So my feed and anything I'm sent on the internet is just all A&M right now. Like Aggie, A&M, maroon, everything. I even ordered my son a shirt that says saw 'em off. And then it said, I'm going to saw off all the horns of the wicked. And it's a psalm verse because
they hate, if you're not from Texas, A&M hates UT.
Down with the horns.
So my daughter went to UT and my kid went to A&M. My other went to A&M. So yeah, there's that whole rivalry. Yeah.
Yeah. So now I got sent a Mahjong set. And they have different college ones. But how much you think, I mean, you know how much, like they can get pricey, but how much would you pay for an A&M Mahjong set?
I looked at the UT one last year, and I want to say I could be wrong on this. It's more than I would ever pay. I want to say it was like $500 or $600 or something outrageous.
$700.
Yeah, no.
And here's the deal. I know that, you know, Aggies love to do the thumbs up, and it's really an important gesture that they love. The entire line of the cracks, which is one of the suits. If y'all don't know Mahjong, there's like three suits. There's dots, bams, and cracks. Their way to show the cracks is just a thumbs up. Every single one is the same. There's no differentiation. There's maybe like a little squiggly line. It's not even
worth it.
Coordinating with the number. And I'm like, y'all, you're charging $700 and you can't be creative enough to come up with a good crack.
We should do our own.
I didn't mean to be naughty. I'm not trying to be naughty. I'm just saying.
I know.
We should do our crack.
We want better crack.
Yeah.
I think we should do menopausal ones. I mean, I think once again, I always go back to this, but we need to do middle age ones. And like literally, you know, like the dots can be like, you know,
your estrogen patches.
Estrogen patches. What could the cracks be?
Your wrinkles.
Totally.
One forehead wrinkle, two, three, then aside.
What's the last one? Bams? Like bam. Bamboo is what it looks like. Bam.
That's got to be.
Submit your answers that. But, and then the jokers. The jokers could be
there's
like.
There's so many things. Like I mean, raging. A woman raging. I don't know.
Yeah. We're going to make that line. And that's how we're going to get rich, girl.
That is it.
Okay. Did you tell us what you're sidetracked by?
The Mahjong sets. I keep getting it. I'm sidetracked by the fact that A&M stuff keeps coming in my feed. And one that I actually spent some time on was this Mahjong set that I was like. And if you guys have like an Auburn kid or Clemson or Georgia, they have all of them. If you want to spend $700, I don't think I'm going to. Just going to look at it.
I can't do it. And one of my friends, she tried to buy them wholesale through her store and they won't even wholesale them. And I was like, I'm not even sure I'm in for the wholesale price of them. All right. I lost our document for some odd reason, but don't even worry, guys. I'm just going to pull it up while we're talking.
Well, it's okay. I am
sidetracked by, so Kate, when she was home, brought home or told me to order, or maybe ordered for me off my own account. So I paid for it off Amazon, a Billy razor for women, B-I-L-L-I-E. And she's like, Mom, like to shave your legs. This is the best razor you're ever going to use. Yeah. Now I'm going to give you a little history. Are you aware of the Billy, Heather?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm trying to decide if they were a sponsor. I can't remember, but I have seen them. They look great.
Humble brag. And so that I had that I was using the ones that's like one that comes in the mail that Mike orders. And I forget what that is, but one of those mail order razors. And it was clearly meant for men because it's only moderately helpful. So Kate told me about this Billy. I think it's $15 for the starter pack. You get several extra blades and a thing where it hooks up. Your razor hangs on it. But it's moisturizing. And you can dry shave. Don't say that a lot, do you? You can dry shave, you guys. It's that moisturizing. And it gets the crevices. It's clearly made for a woman. Like, I am not one that gets real fired up about a razor. Barely care. This thing, I like it, guys. I think it's worth your time. Look into it.
I just thought of what the bamboo line could be.
What's that?
Protein.
Yes.
Different kinds of protein. I don't know. Yes. Eggs. Chicken. Powder.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. What's, the other thing.
What's, the one, what's that that Candace has always taught Cameron Bure?
Oh, creatine.
Creatine. Yeah.
I'm also been very distracted by the Artemis 2 going around the moon.
Oh, yeah. We
didn't even talk about that, but I feel like it's really cool. It seems like we just watched that movie Project Hail Mary, which someone said they didn't follow the PG-13 guidelines, and they took my word for it, and they took their third grader, and all he wants to say all the time is fist my bump, which is what the character says in the I apologize, but here's the deal. It is called parental guidance, not stranger on the internet guidance. So y'all make your choices when it comes to picking movies. But Project Hail Mary, I'm all in on the space now. And these people on the Artemis, have you seen the quotes? Have you seen them talking about Jesus?
No.
And it's so great. You need to go back and look. And they just were naming like a crater after one of the astronaut's late wife. Anyway, it's just real sweet. They're real sweet people. Everyone was talking about how us Gen Z, is that what we are?
Yeah, I think so.
How we had a little trauma from the Challenger, and how whenever we see a rocket take off, we're like, please don't blow up. Please don't blow up. Please don't blow up. You know?
Yeah. I'm with you. I had to mute for a minute. Sorry. Okay. Well, I think it's a good thing.
You're not even – listen to what I said. How we and Gen Z were traumatized.
We're traumatized. I was there. I was in whatever grade, and they brought in the – they rolled down the TVs, and then it exploded, and they rolled them right back out, and you just sat there like wide-eyed like, yeah, oh, gosh.
What just happened? You sold us that there's a teacher on there, that this could have been one of our teachers, and then you just totally don't acknowledge it and move on to math.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And they're like, okay, lunch in an hour. Everyone. Great.
That was so I have been sidetracked by that. And I'm just like counting the days till they're safely back on the ground. But so many beautiful pictures of like on the other side of the moon looking back at the Earth. So cool. I mean, that's cool. They're literally out in the middle. Anyway, I think Project Hail Mary got me into it because I've never been a space person. And now,
me neither.
And Ryan Gosling did it, really. Let's call a spade a spade. Okay. He's everything. Did you know he's married to Eva Mendes?
I was not aware of that. No.
I know. I bet she can shake that booby. Looks could kill you. Would okay, be
she
an
said
Uzi.
Booty, but it sounded like she no, said
it
booby.
It is booby.
Oh gosh.
I know. Shake that booby.
You know what? You're over here saying, y'all make your decisions. It's parental guidance. I got to put a PG-13 on this show today. Good gravy. My second thing is I am obsessed with the show, That Thrifting Show, with Laura Spencer.
What channel is that on?
It is on Hulu, but I get it through Disney. I guess I don't know why Hulu's on our Disney, but whatever. Yeah. And one of my friends is telling me, and do you remember that show? Oh, I was obsessed with it, where it was on like TLC or one of those, and they had like 24 hours to redo their neighbor's yard. What was that called? Like Tracy's going to yell at me again.
It's a yard.
Trading spaces.
Oh, yeah,
Did you watch that?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Well, so this is similar, but they have these two blank rooms, and you show up, like these two people show up that are designers, and you have like $2,000 in 2 days to thrift your way into decorating the rooms. Like, so one of them was like, it had to be like cowboy chic den. And they, and then the other person had to do like a den also, but it had to be, I can't remember what it was, like some other like mid mod or something. Anyway, so they go thrifting and they spend their $2,000 and they come back and they're designers. Okay. Like you and I go thrifting and you end up with my bar stools on the front thing. Somebody picked up those. Although I want to believe that they would pick those up, but
did they not pick them up still? You're watching.
Nothing's picked up, you guys. They're still out there. I can see them right now.
I just needed an update. All right.
Gosh, it's upsetting. But I'm going to tell you something. They go and they find the coolest stuff and they make these rooms look incredible. So go check it out. I think it's fun to watch.
I
like a good binge. There's only like six of them. So you're not going to be there for days. But so that's my second one.
All right. For Easter, I think it was Easter morning. Yeah, it was. I made this biscuits and gravy casserole that's from Pinch of Yum.
That sounds disgusting. Joey would say, oh, trifles. I'm kidding. I don't even.
My crew loves sausage.
Yeah, mine too.
Eggs and biscuits and gravy. And I've never really made a biscuits and gravy. It's kind of intimidating. But this recipe is great. It's Pinch of Yum, I think. I like her stuff. I like her stuff.
Oh, okay.
So I'll put a link to it. But it was a big hit. Although I did reheat it for yesterday, and my 14-year-old said it was better the first day.
Yeah, so I get that.
I mean, that makes sense. So,
all right. Here's my last
for that. One. Okay, what do you got?
I put some links to some Amazon tops because it's spring, everybody, but it doesn't really feel that springy. It's kind of been cold off and on in Dallas, like not cold. But my friend Marianne
said, only in Texas is it colder on Easter than Christmas.
Truly. Yeah. So my friend, Marianne, you know, that travels with me a lot. She unsolicited didn't ask her to send me some tops, but you know, she's sitting at home thinking Cynthia's wearing crap out there. I know she is. She doesn't know what to wear, which is true. So she sent me four or five just inexpensive Amazon, like
they're your style. They're very high necked, very like big sleeve, colorful. Yeah. Yeah.
Colorful, kind of cute. So anyway, you don't have to like the ones, those four or five, but they did have some cute ones. We can link them. You can look and see if any of those fits you. But for $20, $15, $25, something I can't remember.
Yeah,
you can get
cute.
A few tops that are transitional into. So I actually ordered one and I need to get a bigger size because, you know, they usually run big. And so I think I got a medium and it's kind of tight in the bust. So I'm going to go a little larger.
Those.
Yeah. So that's my third thing. What is your, did you do all three?
Yeah.
Yes, you did all three. Before we wrap up, can I tell you that I heard back from my children?
I figured that's what was distracting you during the Challenger.
Yes, during the challenge. Sorry to the Challenger people. That's disrespectful.
I mean, so disrespectful.
So to Brett, I sent, since you've been gone, I can breathe for the first time. Now, you know, he left and went back to college yesterday after Easter break. Here's his response. Jerk. And then I said, I'm so moving on. Thanks to you. Now I get what I want. And literally he doesn't respond. Kate now has responded. Okay. Same thing. I said, since you've been gone, I can breathe for the first time. She says, are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm playing it for you. Hold on, everybody. Of course she sends me an audio that I can't just read it to you. Hold on, everybody. Don't panic.
I'm not panicked.
It's just live.
Panicked. It just left?
No, I said it's live.
What I want since you've been gone.
She's saying it back to me. She goes, thanks to you, now I get what I want since you've been gone. So that's the difference in the boy and the girl. I get called a jerk. My daughter finished the lyrics singing it to me. That's
so
what
you
I got.
You got to pick a song they don't know. That's the
okay.
Part. You got to pick.
I'll try again.
You got to pick a totally different one from like the 60s or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Or do it to your friend. Do it to a friend.
That's true.
That you trust. I think Marianne could handle it.
Marianne will be the one. She'll be like, what are you smoking? Come on. Yeah. All right. Well,
okay, we're
going
to head over to Supertrack.
Sidetrack.supercast.com. That's how you find us. Sidetrack.supercast.com.
You get two bonus episodes every month. They come out on our off weeks here, and they go straight into your favorite podcast player if follow the instructions. Easy peasy. All right.
Bye. Bye, friends.